From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says his New Year's resolution is to do everything he can for the economy, job creation, and the middle class. He says Democrats and Republicans must work together and return to Washington next week prepared to make serious decisions.
I'm willing to work with anyone of either party who's got a good idea and the commitment to see it through. And we should all expect you to hold us accountable for our progress or our failure to deliver.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. In the GOP address, Senator-elect Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire said Republicans are acutely aware that Americans are counting on them in the new Congress. A bomb exploded outside a church in Alexandria, Egypt this morning. Officials say at least 21 people are dead. The Interior Ministry suspects a foreign-backed suicide bomber may have been responsible. The attack prompted angry demonstrations by Christians. The European Union is leaving behind the most difficult economic year in the history of its common currency, with two members needing bailouts and others still on the edge. Yet, as Terry Schultz reports, one country that's been waiting for its chance to join the group is not daunted by the downsides.
Estonians have ditched their kroons for euros, making the tiny Baltic state the 17th EU nation to use the common currency. Though the value of the euro against the dollar has suffered with the tribulations of some EU members, and prices in Estonia are likely to go up with the switchover, the country's leaders believe their 1.3 million inhabitants will be better off in the longer run to be part of the larger economy. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso agrees.
That brings us to 330 million people that use now our common currency. And this is certainly good news for the citizens of Estonia and also for the business in Estonia.
Estonia's neighbors, Latvia and Lithuania, are hoping to qualify to adopt the euro in 2014. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The drugstore chain CVS is spending more than $1.2 billion to buy the Medicare portfolio of one of its competitors. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, it will more than double CVS's Medicare customer base.
With the first baby boomers set to get their Medicare cards in 2011, there's a scramble for what's anticipated to be a rapidly growing Medicare market. CVS's acquisition of financial services firm Universal American's Medicare prescription drug business will boost its Medicare population from its current 1.2 million members to 3.1 million. CVS apparently hopes the new Medicare customers will also boost spending at its retail stores. The company hasn't had great success with previous major acquisitions. It spent more than $25 billion to buy pharmacy benefits management firm Caremark in 2007. But since then, Caremark has sputtered financially. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Japanese whalers reportedly clashed today with anti-whaling activists off Antarctica. The founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society claims the Japanese shot water cannons at them. The Sea Shepherd group is chasing the fleet in the hopes of interrupting Japan's annual whale hunt. The two sides have had violent encounters in the past. There is a global ban on whaling, but Japan says its hunt is for scientific research. North Korea is calling for dialogue to ease tensions with South Korea in the new year. From Seoul, Dwali Saikaltow reports the message was published in at least three major North Korean newspapers.
The New Year message, published in a joint editorial and carried by the North's official Korean Central News Agency, said confrontation between the North and South should be diffused as early as possible. The North State Television also broadcast the statement. The North claims to be pushing for improved relations to avoid what it called a nuclear holocaust. Last year, tension between the two Koreas reached a dangerous level following the sinking of a South Korean warship that killed 46 sailors and the shelling of a South Korean island that left four people dead. North Korea denies any involvement in the ship sinking and claims it only fired on Yongpyeong Island in retaliation for naval military exercises in its waters. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikaltow in Seoul.
A last-minute deal has been struck by Sinclair Broadcast Group and two cable television companies, preventing an interruption of programming for millions of cable customers. Sinclair, Time Warner, and Bright House Networks have agreed to push back last night's deadline for a new contract until January 14th. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.